Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. And I have double pleasure today because, as I've told you, we're having Mindy on. Mindy Patterson is at the GOP convention, and she's going to give us a brief report each morning as to what went on the night before. And I watched most all of it last night. In fact, I got sick and tired of the media telling me, and they kept breaking into the speaker. So I went to a feed that just was all speakers and nobody else could interrupt, and that was better for me. And then I have Mike Cutler on today, and this was pre-planned. He was already booked, and I thought this is just terribly, terribly appropriate, since last night they talked about making America safe again, which is what Mike's expertise is. That's what he talks about. So I need to introduce Mike Cutler. He's retired with the INS special agent. Mindy, I usually call him the super agent. That's why he likes me best. And Mindy Patterson, who is the head of the cavalry group. So I want you two to meet each other. Say hello.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning, Mindy. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all?
No, we're great. Mike, I'm going to let Mindy kind to give her a report, because she said she's only got one segment. I think they've got a busy day going on. So, Mindy,
okay. Report
what happened last night. It looked like it was really a great evening.
Well, first of all, there were so many great speeches, but Rudy Giuliani was by far my favorite last night. His the spirit, the energy, love of America was just really coming out last night. It was so fantastic. And it was just a great evening, and I loved Melania Trump's speech. I thought it was great. There was a lot going on outside the convention center, too. I don't know if you saw some of the protests taking place, but if you didn't, it's because they were just squelched, and there was no strange kerfuffle. And inside the convention center, there was a Code Pink protester that tried to cause problems, and it was pretty cool because the Bikers for Trump just immediately snuffed any sort of problems. So people are on top of it. It's really great. I honestly feel very safe here, and security is over the top, and it was a great convention last night.
Well, it looked that way to me. Mike, did you get to watch any of it?
Oh, yeah, I sure did. And I thought that Rudy Giuliani did a great job. I thought Jeff Sessions had an amazing speech. And, you know, I'm now writing for an organization. In addition to writing for CapsWeb.org and Front Page Magazine and The Social Contract, I now write for LifeZet, which is Laura Ingraham's website.
Oh.
Like the Gazette, but this is LifeZet, Z-E-T-T-E. And I just wrote an article this morning based on what I saw at the convention yesterday about immigration and national security, keeping America safe again. And the title of my article is, It's the Immigration Problem, Stupid. Secure borders are synonymous with safety, and that's what Americans want in 2016. So that article has just been posted up at LifeZet.
We'll get that.
I thought that was spot on.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Mindy, I'm kind of prejudiced. I've met the man one time. He probably doesn't remember me from Adam. But I met Sheriff Clark, and I thought he did an awesome job last night
as well.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome. You know, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, yesterday with the whole situation where they were trying to override and change the rules, some of the delegates, there's still some never Trumpers out there that want to spoil it. And the real message that has resonated is that we need to get on the team. We need to unite. And this morning at breakfast, Congressman Jason Smith spoke to all of the delegates and alternates and guests at our hotel this morning. And I loved his message. He said that Ronald Reagan once said that if you agree with someone 70% of the time, they're a friend. And let's please not let the GOP party be the one that charges off the cliff because we don't all agree 100% of the time. We can't afford to have Obama 2.0 in the name of Hillary Clinton as president, or we are going to be done. And so those never Trumpers need to get on the train and unite. This is it. And the one thing that I keep hearing over and over among delegates is that they have, if they've had the opportunity to meet Trump and have time to spend a little time with his family or whatnot, they have seen that the media has done a complete snow job on the American people. We're being lied to by the media, who are willing accomplices to the progressive agenda.
Oh, there's no doubt. And another one that I really liked, and I think he was about the, maybe not the first one, but by the time I got home, he was one of the first ones I got to see, and that was Marcus Luttrell. I thought he did an awesome, awesome job. And so from his heart, you know, he made that comment. And Mike, I bet you talk like this too. He made that comment, you know, they wanted me to follow the speech, but I keep getting lost reading it. So I'm just going to say it. He just put it all to the side and just spoke from his heart. And that's what people really want to hear. We're tired of these written out speeches. And of course, now they're hitting Melania. They said that she plagiarized from Michelle Obama. And I'm thinking, you know, people get over it. And it's just craziness, but I thought that Marcus did a really great job.
He was phenomenal.
I did too. Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Mike, I'd like to say I'm a huge fan of Laura Ingraham's, and I've been following the LiveZette website. It's phenomenal. You guys are putting together some terrific articles, so I'm anxious to go read your article and post it.
And Mike,
well, I'll tell you what, if you reach out to me through my website, michaelcutler.net, or I'll give you my email address, I'd love to add you to my list for commentary, so when I write stuff, you'll immediately get the links. How's that for an offer?
I'd love it. I'd be honored.
He does a great job, Mindy, and he writes in several places. But I love Laura Ingraham's, and she's been on Fox more and more and more here all the time. And I really appreciate it when she gets on with Hannity. She's been on board with Trump, and she really had she'd been kind of scolding those never Trumpers when they were throwing their little fits earlier, and she's still kind of going at them. It's just ridiculous what they're trying to do and trying to keep from happening.
And it really is.
It makes me skeptical as to what they really want in this nation. So
they want Hillary Clinton. That's what they want. And that is doomsday for America as we know it and our American way of life. Just before I have to leave, and before the break, I want to remind everybody that today's theme for the convention is Make America Work Again. So under the main theme of Make America Great Again, each day of the convention has its own theme, and today is about jobs, Make America Work Again. And tonight we're going to be hearing from Chris Christie and Governor from Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, Donald Trump Jr., Dr. Ben Carson. The list is great. So
should be another
good night to tune
in. And you
in.
Know, it's going to build each night. It's going to just get better and better each evening. I've watched conventions before, and the people get more excited and more pumped up. And my old boss used to say whomped up. And, you know, so it's going to be more and more each evening. So I'm kind of looking in the crowd, hoping I can find you. But when I turned off the media, I didn't have much hope of finding you because they were focused just on the speakers. I got tired of the media telling me what was being said. And they went away from the speakers and did their own talk like they were more important than the speakers. So I kind of got fed up with them.
I sure hope that the never Trump fervor has settled down and that everyone is, you know, getting on board to support Trump, because our country is at a serious crossroads like we've never seen before. Mm-hmm. And from a security standpoint and an economic standpoint, we're standing on the edge of that cliff, and I don't think people realize just how fragile things are.
And we really
need leadership in this country.
And like I say, and Mike has heard me say this too, when you're standing on the edge of the cliff, one step forward is not progress. Mindy, thank you for what you're doing. I know you got a skedaddle. Mike and I are going to take it from here. We're going to talk about what was talked about last night, and then I've got a few other things that I want to visit with Mike about. Thank you so much, Mindy. We're going into a break. We will take calls at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Mike Cutler and Beth Ann will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have Michael Cutler with me. We just got through hearing from Mindy Patterson. She had to skedaddle. She wanted to get to some other things that were going on there at the convention. She's going to be hopping and she's going to be busy. She's not one that lets any grass grow under her feet, so she keeps it moving. And we'll hear from her again tomorrow, and we'll also have Melody Cederstrom on tomorrow. And how appropriate is that? Because Melody and I usually talk about the economy, and that's what they're going to talk about tonight, is how to get America working again. So, Mike, you know, after last night, I really thought the speakers did a great job.
Yes, they did.
Every single one of them, I thought, did a fantastic job. And, you know, it's just, I thought some points, I thought the crowd was awful quiet. Now, maybe it was just the way that it was coming across. And I thought, okay, somebody should be clapping or yelling or something. Somebody should be doing something, because I was getting whooped up. And I thought they should be, too. But it
They were, to use your vernacular, wolfed up, certainly with certain speakers, certainly
they
when Rudy Giuliani spoke. And, you know, I worked with Giuliani. He was the U.S. attorney over at the Southern District of New York when I was an immigration agent.
I assumed you probably did.
Yes, and we also worked, when I was working with Senator D'Amato to create the aggravated felon statute to make unlawful reentry by criminal aliens a 20-year offense, we wound up speaking with him by conference call or speakerphone from the senator's office in Midtown Manhattan, and that was how we started putting together the legislation that created the law that is most frequently enforced across America, or at least it was back in 2010. Where we are now, God only knows. But 30% in 2010, 30% of all federal prosecutions were for criminal aliens who'd been deported from the United States and unlawfully reentered. And Rudy Giuliani was very helpful in assisting me in convincing the, Senator D'Amato that I was right about the lack of teeth in the law prior to the change in that law.
Well, he definitely cleaned up Dodge, didn't he, so to speak?
Yeah, well, it was the idea of the broken windows approach. Mm-hmm. The idea that if you go after the small crimes, it helps to fight the bigger crimes. When you create an environment where there's graffiti and broken windows in buildings, people get the sense that you're living in a lawless anarchy and everything goes. Mm-hmm. And so by going after these squeegee guys that would clean your window and threaten you if you didn't pay them for the service you didn't ask for, he said, no, we're not going to tolerate that. Because if you start to tolerate that kind of nonsense, then there's a greater sense of freedom. You know, the old idea, give the bad guys a finger, they'll take your whole arm. And so the broken windows approach works, but we need to use it where immigration is concerned also.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I thought, the two that spoke, the ladies that had lost children to illegal aliens, criminal, I thought that was just so heart-wrenching and so emotional.
I have
obviously
a friend who's in that situation who I met because of that, Don Rosenberg. Mm. His son was every family's dream, 25 years old, paying his own way through law school, insisted that he pay even though his father has the financial wherewithal. Studying in San Francisco and to save money, drove a motorcycle, was making a legal turn when an illegal alien whose car had been taken from him for driving without a license, they gave him back the car because we're going to be compassionate. He ran his son over and in the process of fleeing, ran him over three times and killed him.
Wow. It was just horrible.
And when you hear these stories and you hear this business about compassion, why does not the compassion apply to American families?
Absolutely.
They just had a hearing. It's estimated by Steve King. He did some research because at a hearing when he asked me if I knew how many people were killed by illegal aliens every year, my response was candid. I said, Congressman, I don't have that number, but I can tell you it would be a multiple of the number of fatalities we suffered on 9/11. So we had the GAO do two studies. And the number that I remember him saying that they had come up with was 7,000 that we know of per year.
Mm.
Why doesn't the compassion apply to those victims or their families?
It's amazing to me. Americans don't matter to these politicians anymore.
We're speed bumps. We're disposable. It's collateral damage.
And yet they scream about that when we're in war, about the collateral damage. And nobody likes that.
I wrote an article for CAPS about that, Californians for Population Stabilization, CAPSWeb.org, and I called it collateral damage and the refugee. I think it was the refugee program. We spend a fortune on weapons that are so surgically precise that we minimize the risk to the civilian population. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. But if we're so fixated on keeping innocent people safe, why does it not apply within our own borders to our own citizens?
Well, it's not going to stop, and unless we make it stop, unless we get somebody
right
in there, and even President by himself, he's going to have some great supporters back behind him, because it already seems, they've got 90 some missing that are boycotting this convention, and those people hold positions, and one of them, I want to let the Missourians know, is Roy Blunt. So just so Roy Blunt is one of them.
but I think the biggest issue, folks, are greedy individuals who are the modern version of the slave keepers, okay? They want the cheap labor. They want an exploitable labor force. They don't care that they've decimated the middle class. Jeff Sessions made such a compelling case. He's not a fiery speaker, but he's brilliant.
Oh, yes.
I'm privileged because he quoted me from the floor of the Senate on three separate occasions 10 years ago, or nearly 10 years ago, when they were pushing comprehensive reform. I had been before three House hearings and one Senate hearing myself, and I wrote an op-ed for the Washington Times, and I came to call comprehensive immigration reform by a different name. I called it the Terrorist Assistance and Facilitation Act. And he liked it so much, he quoted me from the floor of the Senate, and unlike so many politicians who plagiarize, he was careful to do it with attribution and then sent me a wonderful certificate commemorating it. My wife immediately hung it in the bedroom. I'm looking at it right now, in fact. But the point is that Sessions came out, talked about how wages have declined under this administration, even as costs have gone up. There's 95 million working-age Americans who are not working, and this is supposed to be a good outcome?
Crazy.
And this, understand what this does. You suppress the American economy. Who's going to buy the nonsense that these people manufacture? If they'd be willing to hire Americans and pay a living wage and give decent conditions, which is what this is about, then you'd put more Americans to work and they'd have the money to make the purchases.
But they have to.
You're destroying the U.S. economy, and I hope they talk about that tonight when they talk about getting Americans back to work.
You know, I've got these 8 points on how to create a complete socialistic state, and one of them, number two, is poverty. And you increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control, Mike,
yep.
And will not fight back if you are providing everything for them to live. And debt. Debt increases the debt to an unsustainable level. I think we're seeing that. That way you are able to increase taxes, and this will produce more poverty. And it just goes on and on and on that we are being used, and they are using
the... something else happening. And I was talking to my good friend Lou Barletta, who's a member of Congress, sits on a couple of the Homeland Security subcommittees, used to be the mayor of Hazleton.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first mayor to enact local ordinances against illegal immigration, not out of xenophobia, but because he found that his horror, a Dominican drug gang, had moved into his town and started killing people. They hadn't had a homicide in decades. Suddenly they had several within months. And the Bush administration refused to help. So he tried to enact ordinances. He got sued. I was his final witness at the trial. And we've become good friends. When I want to speak to Lou, I use the same cell phone his family uses. And I was on the phone with him last week. We had a lengthy conversation. He was furious. I was with him at Hold Their Feet to the Fire that Farrett sponsored a couple of weeks ago in Washington. I said, I want to write an article about the importation of low-maintenance voters. And what I mean by that, we're changing the political culture of America. Most of the folks who come to America from the third world are not likely to call up a politician and complain about the road being, pockmarked and the traffic lights not working and the schools not living up to their obligations. They're just happy when the government leaves them alone. And by bringing in millions and millions of these people and getting them to vote, politicians, irrespective of party, will have an electorate that wouldn't dream of calling them up to make requests or demands. And I call those the low-maintenance voters. It makes it easier for the politicians to not have to be bothered to get away with more shenanigans because these folks have an expectation that the government is corrupt.
And,
we are changing the political culture of America along the way.
And we're going into a break, but I believe, too, and
sure,
I think I've mentioned this before, when they make these trade deals, that is part of it. And that is one reason they hate this so bad when Trump starts talking about doing smart trade deals, because they've got a racket going, and I'm talking Republicans and Democrats. We're headed into a break. I want to ask you about something else that's coming up with the Supreme Court that Obama is pushing once again. I didn't know if you'd heard about it or not, but we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and Beth and Mike will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet, as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website, support our sponsors, join the show on Facebook, follow Beth Ann on Twitter, contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with Michael Cutler. We had a report from Mindy. Last night's was Make America Safe Again, and of course Mike and I talk about that a great deal, particularly with the immigration, legal and illegal immigration, because both of them are at a crisis level in the United States. And speaking of that, you remember when Obama made his executive order, and that kind of got shot down. Well, he's asking the Supreme Court to look at it again. So once again, it's going to go back, and he did this.
If at first you don't succeed, you know, this is so crazy.
Wait till one of them dies and try again.
Well, I call this nonsense the Freddy Krueger law. Just can't kill it. But here's the point. Look what just happened in Germany overnight or last night. A 17-year-old Afghani refugee seeker in Germany took a knife and an axe to people on a train, seriously injured two of them where their lives hang in the balance, a Chinese family apparently, and several other people on the train, and he was yelling, "Allah Akbar." Mm. And he said that he was affiliated with ISIS, and ISIS promptly took responsibility for this act of Barbary. And when you think of Barbary, it comes from this whole thing of the Barbary Coast and the pirates. And by the way, just something you may not know, the reason they call Marines the Leathernecks was because the pirates, who were Islamic back then, tended to try to behead people, as we're seeing today. So they wrapped their belts around their necks to protect their necks.
Yes, yes, and because they would, I did hear that story once before, and yes. It's amazing, you know, when, President Barack Obama says that Muslims did a great deal establishing this nation, and yeah, they established the Marines, that's for sure.
Well, look, not all Muslims are bad. We've got to be very clear. And that's why I thought Trump was wrong when he said we're going to bar people by religion, and people will lie about their religion anyway, but we can certainly limit and thoroughly screen people who come from countries that traditionally support terrorism.
But on the other hand, I do believe that they should be standing up against what's happening.
I absolutely agree, but they're not doing it.
I know.
They're at risk. Until we get serious and go after the terrorists, the people who are aghast at what they're seeing in the name of their religion are petrified of going up against these people, because we're admitting more of them into our country every day, and they're living in those same communities with the people who don't want this craziness. Mm. You know, this is why I've been writing for all these websites about the dangers to sanctuary cities. You know, the administration touted on their website, and I periodically check the ICE website. You know, I was an immigration agent. I like to see what they're doing and not doing. And actually, I don't like to see it. It usually gets me nuts. But I call it dumpster diving when I go into the website. But, you know, they were touting how they went after this employer who was hiring illegal aliens because he was aiding and abetting and encouraging and inducing and harboring and shielding. And I said, isn't that nice? If a corporation does it, they get punished. And I have no problem with it. They should punish all of them who do it. But when cities do it, they get an attaboy from the White House. Good going.
Mm.
Mayor Dumb Blasio, which is how I've come to refer to our idiot mayor, has provided hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who snuck into the country, whose identities cannot be verified, and the reason they came covertly by trespassing is known only to them. Perhaps they're fugitives from justice. Perhaps they are criminals looking to set up shop in America. Perhaps they're affiliated with terrorist organizations. We don't know. But we are giving these people in New York City, hundreds of thousands of them, official municipal identity documents, which is harboring and shielding and encouraging and inducing. But do you think anybody in the White House is going to punish Mayor Dumb Blasio? No, he gets a pat on the back.
You know, something that has come to my mind in the last couple of weeks, and I had always heard, and maybe I'm wrong because I'm not a lawyer, I don't know all the ins and outs of every law, but I had always heard to hang someone in effigy was against the law because it is a threat. Well, when these marches go on and they're threatening police officers for death, I mean, they're not targeting just one, but the whole group, why is that not...
hanging someone in effigy being a threat. You could say it is, you could say it isn't. But when you have marches, and I just wrote an article, you're right on the same frequency with me, mm-hmm. because if you look at what constitutes inciting to riot, when you're marching down the street and lots of people with bullhorns are chanting, what do we want dead cops? When do we want them now? I mean, clearly, what are they calling for?
Exactly.
Killing police.
Absolutely.
And to me, I would love, and nobody seemed to get that point, even on Fox yesterday. They were talking about this business, and I said, you know, freedom of speech does not give you the right to yell fire in a crowded theater when there is no fire. You don't have the right to march down the street and call for killing police officers or anybody else for that matter.
No, that
is. So this idea that that's acceptable is crazy. This isn't a matter of, you know, what do we want, justice? When do we want it now? I'd say fine. I might disagree with what their idea of justice is. This is America, and that truly is the First Amendment. But there is no ambiguity to that chant talking about putting pigs in the blankets and fry them like bacon? Or what do we want, dead cops? When do we want it? Now, folks, I don't think there's any ambiguity to that statement.
You know, it's
clearly calling for the killing of police officers.
If they were sending,
police officers are dying.
If they were sending letters or postcards that said that, or emails that said that, or texts that said that, it would be taken seriously as a threat.
And by the way, if you make that statement in public about the president, I assure you, Secret Service will scoop you up and place you in the
You will not be seen for a long time.
Yes.
You will not be seen. Well, my point was, I had always heard that to do that, to hang somebody in effigy, is against the law because it is a threat, and a murderous threat. Well, why isn't the chanting that they're doing considered a threat as well? They have the right to protest. They have the right to march. But to throw out threats of murder, I don't believe that is. I believe like you. I don't think that's a right.
No, it is not a right. I believe if you look at the statute, and if you go to Polyzet or Lifezet, Polyzet is a sub category for the website. I wrote about it, and I cited the federal law on inciting to riot. And if you start to verbalize threats or calling for the death of individuals, then you're guilty of that statute. You have to have traveled interstate in order to be guilty, though, because that's how states' rights gets dealt with. There is always that component of traveled interstate.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm certain if you looked up state law, you would find companion legislation that's very similar in wording. And I think it's even clearer than hanging someone in effigy. Because they're out there saying, kill the police.
When they're calling for murder, I think that should be taken seriously. And I think it should be condemned. And that's, people like you and me, we condemn it. But somebody who have authority needs to be condemning it.
Another pet peeve is that everybody, according to the media, is an immigrant. Illegal aliens, no, they're undocumented immigrants. But when somebody carries out a murderous attack and they came here as immigrants, then they are referred to as being of such and such descent. So the guy from Pakistan or Afghanistan or wherever who commits a murder, no, they won't say that he was, born in that country. He's of Afghan descent. He's of Pakistani descent. No, of descent refers to the family. If they came here from that country, they are immigrants. But now they don't want to use the word immigrant because then you're saying, well, an immigrant just killed somebody. So then they say of descent.
It's all in the language, isn't it?
Genuine language.
Always.
Language is very troubling because it's not about providing the truth, and they have an obligation to provide the truth.
Bingo.
The objective truth to everybody.
It's not about the truth, and it's not about the safety of America in their eyes with the political correct stuff. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome.
William stuff, by the way. William.
877-895-5410. And Mike and Beth Ann will be right back.
Good-looking woman with her own town. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing that I don't
own. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and, yes, manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Michael Cutler. We're talking about the immigration crisis, and of course this evening it's going to be the job crisis, and that is also related to the immigration crisis, isn't it?
It is, and in fact, pardon me, Senator Sessions actually made the point that we're admitting more foreign workers every month than the number of new jobs we're creating. That's an issue that I've been hammering at.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, anybody with common sense says, well, you know, if we run out of food, we don't invite more guests to the dinner table. And if they don't have any more seats on an airplane, then they tell people the plane is overbooked and we'll have to find you another means of transportation. But, you know, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is a friend to the airline industry, when you sit in those cramped seats and that the headrest of the seat in front of you keeps looming ever closer to your nose, you can thank folks like the Chamber of Commerce. Now they're doing it to America, and they're the ones that are insisting that we take away our borders and bring in as many foreign workers as possible. But again, this is short-sighted, because if you destroy the consumer class, then how in the world do you sell the products that you make? And these multinational corporations are very smug about it. Well, you know, if Americans won't buy our stuff, the Chinese will. And that's kind of like John Kerry. Don't look inward, folks. We can't hide behind walls, but rejoice, because China is building its middle class and India is building its middle class. I don't know about you, but when I'm hungry, I'm not happy that my neighbor is eating well if I'm not eating well. I certainly am happy when everyone eats well, but you want to feed your own children first, don't you?
Absolutely. You've got to take care of home first. And we're not doing that. We're not taking care
of home.
No, we're not. And they don't seem to want to take care of home. And I know I'm lumping that into a generality. I know we have some, like Sessions, that are fighting it. And
Sessions and Steve King and my good friend Lou Barletta are desperate. And Lou is so worked up. I mean, there are times I joke with him. I tell him, look, if you could call me back when you get home and lie down on your couch as we have this conversation, I could probably bill you by the hour. But, I mean, he is so perturbed, as is Sessions, as are some others. But the majority of these politicians, and I don't want to speak for other people, but I suspect a lot of the folks who subscribe to the Anybody But Trump movement are globalists who want the borders taken down, who simply are looking after their own greed, and short-term greed at that. Because if you destroy America, it's not as though Canada or Great Britain will take over. If that was the case, I would sleep okay. Look, the New York Yankees don't always have to win the pennant. But it's not about Canada or Great Britain. It's about Russia. It's about China. It's about ISIS. It's about Iran. And now it turns out that this deal that this administration cut, implemented by Hillary Clinton, is going to give Iran nuclear weapons potentially much sooner than anybody realized. We were being lied to again by this administration and by Hillary Clinton. So my suggestion, and, you know, I'm a lifelong Democrat, but you cannot vote for that woman. You know, I was furious over what Comey did, what the Attorney General did, that meeting between Bill Clinton.
It made no sense, did it?
I'm sorry?
It made no sense.
Well, it made plenty of sense if you're a crook. You know, I wrote a piece, and I'll say it quickly, but when I was a brand-new agent, I was having lunch at a restaurant across the street from my office, and I had been an examiner at one point, an adjudications officer, a lawyer that I knew because of that was sitting in the restaurant, came over to me. I was sitting at the counter, and I had just ordered dessert, and he sat down next to me. We were just chatting, and then the check came, and I paid my check. He paid his check. But as this was going on, one of my bosses walked by. I was an agent for less than a year. He was outside, saw me sitting there next to this lawyer, whispered in my ear, Mr. Cutler, you will report to my office when you're done with your lunch. And he was furious. So that was the end of any appetite I had for my chocolate pudding or whatever it was I was ordering with a cup of coffee. And I scurried upstairs. I said, what's wrong? He said, you're sitting next to an attorney who represents the people that you arrest. Don't you see a conflict of interest? I said, well, he came over to me. He said, I don't care how he got there. I don't care if he was beamed there by the Starship Enterprise. Your responsibility was to separate yourself from him. You needed to step away or ask him to not move next to you. He said, I know you didn't let him pay for your food, but that's not the issue. It's the illusion that you created that's bad enough. Don't you ever allow that to happen again. And if it does happen again, then just get up and leave and take your food to go, because you will destroy your reputation. I had another boss who said that as a federal agent, it's not good enough that you don't engage in wrongdoing. You must never even give the illusion of doing wrong. And here you have the president, the former president of the United States, who is potentially under investigation for this whole business about the Clinton Foundation. And what your listeners should know is that the Clinton Foundation has partnered with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and Gates wants an unlimited supply of foreign high-tech workers to displace Americans. Alan Greenspan stands lock and step with them, and Greenspan has referred to American high-tech workers as the privileged elite, earning a wage premium because they're not being forced to compete with foreign workers. Well, our laws are supposed to shield Americans not only from criminals and terrorists, but from unfair competition in the job market, in the labor pool. So when they talk about reforming, it's not one word, it's hyphenated, to reform, to make over the immigration laws, to take down that shield. Because what Greenspan said, and I believe he speaks for Clinton and speaks for everybody else on that side of this business, is that if we would remove those barriers to bringing in an unlimited supply of H-1B and other high-tech workers, we could greatly reduce income inequality by getting those wage premiums reduced so there'd be virtually no difference for the wages for Americans with skills versus those with lesser skills. This is the prescription for the destruction of the middle class. Mm. And that's where Hillary stands. So when she stands there on one side railing about Wall Street and the bankers, that's where she's getting her money from, and that's the audience she's really playing to.
Oh, absolutely it is. And how her how those people that are watching her believe a word she says. I've never understood that, because all you have to do is watch Hillary Clinton talk and you can see the body language and the way she moves her eyes. She doesn't speak the truth not even once.
She doesn't even believe herself.
I mean, it's amazing to me that anyone would buy anything she says. We're down to about 30 seconds in this show.
It always goes so quick. Heather, please don't forget to tell Mindy about how to reach out to me or send me her email address.
I will do that.
I want to thank you for having me on and covering this. Please go to my website, michaelcutler.net, capsweb.org. Social Contract, Front Page Magazine. But remember, democracy is not a spectator sport, folks.
No, it is not.
You know, you spoke about getting involved with the politicians. Support the politicians. Get your voice heard. Make them support what Trump wants, because I think this is the right way for America to go at a very dangerous time.
Well, we know the other's definitely the wrong way.
Absolutely.
So we have to take the road we think is the right one, and we can only do that by making the best decisions with the information we have before us. Thank you so much, Mike, for all that you do and for your writings, and we will direct people to you as best we can. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. We are here fighting for you. We are your voice. And it's time for all of us to come together to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.